Your favorite sister's guide to Folkfest. 1. Prepare to be in 2 or more places at one time. Scheduling. The good thing about Folkfest is that it lasts all week, so you can ease yourself into the musical mayhem slowly. Monday through Wednesday, downtown is fairly quiet. There aren't all-night jam sessions raging into the morning light, and that means it's a good time to focus on the festival itself at Centennial Hall. Amateurs and professionals, kids and elders, string bands and alp horns, the Centennial stage is the reason for the season.
Being as a festival starts on a Monday, some of us have to worry about pesky things like getting up for work in the morning. The good news is not only does K2 stream the fest live, but they even have video. Welcome to the future. You can see the show from your own couch.
Besides giving the performers moral support in the form of live applause and the novelty of being able to use the restroom without waiting in line in the hallway, there is one other reason to make the trek to the hall in person: the merch table. We're going to regret telling you this, but if you want to make sure you get your pick of the apparel styles and sizes, a little birdie told us there are going to be girly tanks this year, you want to get there early in the week.
A lot of phenomenal talent comes to our town for this festival, and they typically start arriving around Thursday. That's when the festivities start picking up steam. Gigs and jamming abound downtown. The festival itself kicks into high gear as the dances begin at the Jack on Thursday evening, and Friday morning, the Jack hosts Coffee and Jam, which is a crazy contra potluck. The good thing about the Jack's dance sets is that they're longer than the usual Folkfest set, so you can pop across a lot to catch a set in Centennial that you've had your eye on and be back in time for the next number. The guest band plays Thursday and Sunday on the main stage in Centennial, and they also play a full set at the Jack on Saturday so people can get their dance on.
The downtown scene has its staples like the Alaskan, the Rendezvous, and the Red Dog Saloon. You can count on a broad variety of excellent live music through the weekend. And if one bar is too crowded, then it's a mere stroll across the street or down the block. Also a good time to catch your breath with some fresh air and cool off. The Rockwell is fully jam-friendly during Folkfest and has a lineup featuring KXLL's own Annie B, in addition to some other mega-talented babes on Saturday night. The new kid on the block is the Hangar's newly renovated ballroom, which is hosting showcases and open mics all week. KXLL's having a pretty killer showcase late Friday, by the way.
After hours, jams will be huddled in any number of hotel rooms and halls, and Monday morning, if you're a very early riser, you can probably see the folks who want the distance walking over to the Sandpiper for some very well-deserved breakfast before bedtime.
2. Folkfest? More like Brokefest. Budgeting. Cost of attending Folkfest? $0.00. Covers to see amazing bands in town for the festival and supergroups jamming on stage at the local bars? Also, usually zero. So where does the money go? Well, the aforementioned merch table is one good place to lose some cash. And of course, we strongly encourage you to purchase a membership to help keep this amazing 43-year-old party going. Budget a measly $25 and make sure that this institution of Juno keeps its lights on and its guest artist stellar.
If you indulge in adult beverages, then you probably already know that closing out that bar tab can be more bracing than a hot cup of coffee. We can't tell you exactly how to budget out your bar costs, but we can remind you to plan ahead. If you're going to be playing or listening to After Hours jams, it also behooves you to think about where the next warm, flat can of Rainier is going to come from after the liquor store closes. Stock up.
Most importantly, after you've been dancing, hollering, picking, and celebrating, you're probably hungry enough to eat a horse or two. On-site, Pucker Wilson will of course be flipping Juno's top-rated burgers, and Happy Camper's got healthy noms covered. Some venues, like Rockwell or the Red Dog, can serve food right to your grubby little paws. But for most of us, as the hours pass, the choices narrow to street meat and frozen burritos. It wouldn't hurt to have a snack or two up your sleeve. And hey, maybe stick some coconut water in there while you're at it.
3. Live your life like a can of Sterno in the wind. Pacing. You want to make it to the finish line. Wine gets better with age, and the jams just get sweeter as the weekend flies by. And that's not just the sleep deprivation talking. It's important to carve out a little time for naps and showers. Showers are great. Please shower. Your body is a fine-tuned machine, and you need to make sure it's got gas in the tank. Just like everyone needs to change their guitar strings regularly, you need to change your Achilles tendons. Make sure you get those hip replacements before you go out dancing for the third or fourth night in a row. Better to sleep in and make it through the night than try to get up, stagger to brunch, and end up asleep before the first act goes on stage at 7 p.m.
All too soon, Monday rolls back around. And after so much music, the real world can feel a little empty, a little lonely, and a whole lot of Sunday morning coming down. Thanks, Chris Christopherson. Giving it your all helps when you have a New Year's worth of magical memories to cherish in your little heart and savor the ghost jams that haunt your empty ears and start practicing for next year. Those whimsical 80s hits aren't going to cover themselves.